AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Efforts are ongoing to ease tensions in the Middle East.
International diplomacy has intensified to broker a Gaza ceasefire and prevent a wider regional conflict. Efforts to ease tensions in the Middle East have stepped up as the foreign ministers of Britain and France made a joint trip to Israel. Meanwhile, internationally mediated ceasefire talks in Qatar were expected to enter their second day. The new push came as the Palestinian death toll in Gaza climbed past 40,000, according to Gaza health authorities, and fears remained high that Iran and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon would attack Israel in retaliation for the killings of top militant leaders. I'm Karen Shamas.
Military authorities in the eastern Ukrainian town of Pokrovsk have urged civilians to speed up their evacuation because the Russian army is quickly closing in. Kyiv's forces are trying to divert the Kremlin's military focus to Russian soil by launching a bold incursion across the border into the Kursk region. There's a legal fight between a family and Disney.
A wrongful death lawsuit against Disney is serving as a warning to consumers when clicking I agree. A New York woman died after an allergic reaction at a Disney restaurant in Florida. The family is suing, but Disney is pushing back, saying the woman's husband signed up for Disney Plus and he signed an agreement to settle any lawsuits against Disney through arbitration, not in court. The family claims the Disney website said the restaurant they went to had allergen-free food. Disney says the husband agreed when signing up for a one-month trial of Disney Plus in 2019 to the arbitration terms and acknowledged he had reviewed the fine print. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hurricane Ernesto is heading toward Bermuda. Officials there are preparing to open shelters and close government offices. This is AP News. A man suspected in nearly two dozen killings has been arrested.
Gianfranco Torres Navarro is the leader of the Peruvian gang Los Killers. He's wanted in Peru for the killings of 23 people, and Peruvian prosecutors say he's also known in Peru as Gianfranco 23, or Gianfranco 23. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested him Thursday in Endicott, New York. Authorities say the 38-year-old entered the U.S. illegally at the Texas-Mexico border on May 16th. He was arrested the same day and given a notice to appear for immigration proceedings. Authorities moved to arrest Torres Navarro after receiving information that he's wanted in Peru. He's being held at a federal detention facility near Buffalo, New York, pending an immigration hearing. I'm Donna Water.
And a prisoner serving a life sentence for murder who escaped from a transport van on Tuesday has been captured in a North Carolina hotel. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.